The European Union is offering more support for NATO-led efforts to defeat the Taliban and stabilize Afghanistan. Terry Schultz has details from Brussels.
It won't mean more troops, but European leaders are responding to long-standing criticism from the U.S. and NATO to do more in Afghanistan. EU foreign and defense ministers meeting in Brussels have agreed to double their police training mission there, bringing the size of the program to 400 trainers. Ministers said they would increase coordination with the Americans, who are also training police in addition to Afghan security forces. In a separate development, Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini announced here that Italy would drop some of the caveats which have kept Italian soldiers in safer battle zones. This policy has been criticized by the U.S. and Britain, among other countries who do send their troops to hotspots in southern Afghanistan. Frattini says Italy wants to be more in alignment with these NATO partners. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
NASA's Phoenix Mars lander is working perfectly so far after touching down on the red planet successfully last evening. The probe is sending back color photos of Mars' north polar region. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, including NASA's Ed Wyler, are patting themselves on the back for a flawless landing that they say was a 1 in 10 million shot.
It's like trying to hit a hole-in-one, but you tee off in Washington and you hit the ball 10,000 miles and you score a hole-in-one in Sydney, Australia. That's one part in 10 million. Four-inch hole. That's not a bad shot.
Wyler says the Phoenix Mars probe will spend a week doing instrument checks before beginning 90 days of experiments to determine whether the Martian polar region has the chemical building blocks needed for life to emerge. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from UPS, providing companies with a range of freight solutions by air, ocean, or ground. Discover more at ups.com/whiteboard.
This is Taken Too Soon, The Cost of War. Just some of the names drawn from lists of the dead. Plato said, "Only the dead have seen the end of war."
A roadside bomb that detonated in Samarra, Iraq on October 17, 2005, severely injured Staff Sergeant George T. Alexander, Jr. The 34-year-old died 5 days later at Brooke Army Medical Center in his home state of Texas.
A 12-year-old Iraqi boy named Hussein Wahid was killed when a truck bomb exploded near a police headquarters in Nasiriyah on November 12, 2003.
Sergeant First Class Jason L. Bishop was a 31-year-old from Clarksville, Tennessee. Jason was married and father of two children and a stepdaughter. Bishop was killed when a car bomb detonated near his Humvee during patrol operations in Iraq on January 1, 2006.
Marla Ruzicka, American citizen and founder of Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict, was killed traveling April 16, 2005 near Baghdad International Airport when a car bomb exploded, killing her and her driver, Faiz Ali Salim. Marla Ruzicka was 28 and was in Iraq trying to keep an accounting of Iraqi civilian casualties.
First Sergeant Robert J. Dowdy was traveling in a convoy on March 23, 2003. His unit was ambushed. Dowdy, a 38-year-old from Cleveland, Ohio, was killed.
At a military firing range, U.S. soldiers were training Afghans to fire mortars, December 14, 2002. They fired upon a hill where 10 children turned out to be sitting. Four teenagers were killed, including 14-year-old Hafzullah Zahir and 15-year-old Saheed Imran.
Sergeant Charles Caldwell, a 38-year-old member of the Rhode Island National Guard, was killed when his Humvee struck a roadside bomb on a supply route south of Baghdad on September 1, 2003. Sergeant Caldwell's hometown was North Providence, Rhode Island.
A missile that landed near a mosque in Iraq on March 29, 2003, killed an 80-year-old Iraqi woman named Badra Mohammed Joma.
Sergeant William S. Kinzer, Jr. was 27 years old, and his hometown was Hendersonville, North Carolina. He died of injuries sustained when a rocket-propelled grenade hit his patrol in Iraq on January 26, 2005.
In Basra, on November 5, 2003, Muhammad Abdul Risha Shalim died of a gunshot wound. The Iraqi man was 45.
In mid-March 2006, Tom Fox, a peace activist, was found slain in Iraq after more than 4 months as a hostage. He was 54 and had lived in Clearbrook, Virginia. Over 250 foreigners have been kidnapped in Iraq since 2003.
On April 3, 2003, U.S. journalist Michael Kelly was killed while traveling with the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division in Iraq. Kelly and an officer from the 3rd Infantry Division of the U.S. Army died when their Humvee crashed while evading Iraqi fire, according to a news report. Kelly was 46 and at the time was editor-at-large of the Atlantic Monthly and the chief editorial advisor of National Journal.
A missile explosion killed Ali Josabia Jassem on March 29, 2003. The Iraqi man was 21 years old.
Marine Corporal Ronald R. Payne, Jr. died in combat in Afghanistan on May 7, 2004. He was 27 from Lakeland, Florida.
A South African named Jacques Oosthuis, known to all as Usi, was working as a private security guard on May 3, 2005, when he was ambushed on the road between Tikrit and Mosul and was killed.
Mario Podesta and Veronica Cabrera, both working for Argentina's America TV, died in a car crash April 15, 2003. The two were traveling with a press convoy trying to get to Baghdad from the Jordanian border when a tire on their vehicle exploded 24 miles outside the capital.
Army Specialist Clinton R. Upchurch was killed in action on January 7, 2006, A roadside bomb detonated near his Humvee, and his patrol came under small arms fire in Samara, Iraq. Upchurch was 31 from Garden City, Kansas.
Combat gunfire on the streets of Baghdad on January 12, 2004, took the life of a 10-year-old Iraqi boy named Mustafa Jamal Shekili.
Marine Corporal Joshua Ware was killed by small arms fire in fighting against insurgents in Iraq on November 16, 2005. Ware was 20 from Apache, Oklahoma.
Ali Salman, a 31-year-old Iraqi man, was shot and killed at a U.S. checkpoint in a Baghdad neighborhood.
Army Staff Sergeant Gary A. Valiant from Trujillo, Puerto Rico, died when his tank ran over a roadside bomb in Iraq on September 5, 2004. Valiant was 41.
Sabah Hamid Jusum, a 26-year-old Iraqi citizen, was hit and killed by a bullet near Kirkuk on May 14, 2003.
A 21-year-old Army specialist from Williston, North Dakota, named Cody Wentz, died November 4, 2004, when a roadside bomb exploded near his vehicle while on patrol in Iraq.
A Croatian truck driver named Ivan Pavcevic, working for U.S. troops in Iraq, was killed in an attack on a convoy of trucks, February 8, 2005.
Fatma Khalel, a 9-month-old Iraqi baby girl, was killed in a missile attack on March 26, 2003.
We're used to hearing only numbers of civilian deaths in Iraq. Rarely do we hear the names. This segment of names represents the ratio of Iraqi civilian deaths to American military deaths, conservatively 15 to 1.
A 7-year-old Iraqi girl named Afra Abdul Monem was killed when caught in gunfire in Baghdad on September 10, 2003.
Either a grenade or gunfire in Anbar province on November 21, 2003, claimed the life of an 18-year-old Iraqi man named Muhammad Alwani.
Aidan Izdan, a 54-year-old Iraqi man, was killed when a mortar hit his house close to a U.S. military position in Kirkuk. 8 other civilians were wounded when a second mortar hit another house near a U.N. office.
Adiyam Ali, a 45-year-old Iraqi man, was killed from a missile strike in Iraq on March 30, 2003.
Tamer Kazale Saber died as a result of the shrapnel wound he suffered March 29, 2003. The Iraqi civilian was 30.
A bomb exploded in Fallujah on March 29, 2003, and took the life of Urij Huki, an 11-year-old Iraqi girl.
A 40-year-old Iraqi citizen named Ihsan Hussein was killed by a mortar attack in Baghdad on January 21, 2004.
Akil Hussein Nahim was shot and killed in a Baghdad market on November 17, 2003. The Iraqi boy was 11 years old.
In a western suburb of Baghdad, gunfire broke out on August 9, 2003. And when it was over, Mohammed Hilal Nahi, a 30-year-old Iraqi civilian, was dead.
An Iraqi woman named Alia Hussein Ali was killed in a missile attack on March 29, 2003. She was 25 years old.
On November 10, 2003, Hanan Shmailawi, a 33-year-old Iraqi woman, was sitting down to supper with her husband and children when shots were fired into the room. She was shot in the head and legs and was rushed to hospital, but died later that night.
Gunfire on the streets of Baghdad on January 24, 2004, resulted in the death of a 49-year-old Iraqi man named Sabri Khamis.
A missile attack took the life of Iraqi citizen Imad Hussein Abd Kadem on March 26, 2003. He was 25 years old.
Asad Al-Sharida, the dean of an engineering college in Basra, was assassinated in November 2003.
Bashir Tuma Alias, a 48-year-old Iraqi alcohol merchant, was killed by a single shot in the middle of Basra's bazaar on Christmas Eve as he prepared to head home to celebrate with his wife and five children.
A native of Eagle River, Alaska, 22-year-old Sergeant Matthew C. Bowling lost his life when a roadside bomb detonated near his Humvee during combat operations in Ramadi, Iraq, on September 5th, 2005.
You're listening to Taken Too Soon, The Cost of War, the names of just some of the dead from fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq since 2001. I'm Paul Ingalls. We continue now with Taken Too Soon, The Cost of War, a memorial naming some of the dead from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
In October of 2001, a bomb targeting a radio transmitter tower in Kabul, Afghanistan,
missed its target and hit a house and killed the family of citizen Noor Mohammed.
Sergeant Julia V. Atkins from Bossier City, Louisiana, was killed when a roadside bomb detonated near her Humvee during a patrol operation in Baghdad on December 10, 2005. She was 22 years old.
Elizabeth Newfer, foreign correspondent for the Boston Globe, was killed in a car accident May 9, 2003, in Iraq. Walid Khalifa Hassan Al-Dulaimi, a translator, also died in the crash.
Meth Gubar Craig, a 9-year-old Iraqi boy, died March 26, 2003, from a shrapnel wound.
And I wept for so long, cannot stay. All the precious moments, cannot stay. Without you, something's missing. Cannot say.
Private First Class John Lukak, a 19-year-old from Las Vegas, Nevada, was killed when a Marine convoy was attacked with a car bomb in western Iraq October 30th, 2004.
Ali Karim Abbas, a 52-year-old Iraqi man, was killed by gunfire in Latifia on November 22nd,
Japanese diplomats were killed in northern Iraq November 29, 2003. They were Masamori Inoue, 30, and Katsushiku Oko, 45. They were shot and killed by unknown assailants.
A grenade thrown out from the window of an Iraqi civilian hospital exploded outside, killing Army Specialist Jonathan P. Barnes. The 21-year-old soldier was guarding the hospital in Baghdad. He was from Anderson, Missouri.
Samuel E. Parlin, Jr., a retired police officer from Garden City, Georgia, was killed January 16, 2006 in Baghdad when the armored vehicle in which he was riding was struck by an improvised explosive device. Mr. Parlin was working as an international police liaison officer with DynCorp International in Iraq.
A 9-year-old Iraqi boy named Falah Hassoun died from shrapnel wounds on June 25, 2005.
Alan N. Bean, Jr. of the Vermont National Guard was killed when his unit came under mortar attack in Iraq on May 25, 2004. Bean was 22 from Bridport, Vermont.
An Iraqi man whose age was not known was shot dead in Baghdad on November 10, 2003. His name was Mohammed Ghazi Al-Kabi.
An accidental helicopter crash in Afghanistan on November 23, 2003, claimed the life of Sergeant Major Philip R. Albert, 41, from Terryville, Connecticut.
Four members of the Al-Jumadi family were killed by U.S. gunfire near a checkpoint at the entrance to Fallujah on November 11, 2003. U.S. troops said they were responding to gunfire. The family was returning from a nearby farm where they had bought live chickens to bring back home in their pickup truck. Dead were Majed, 37, Khalid, 10, Walid, 18, and Wissam, 21.
Michigan Army National Guard Sergeant Spencer C. Akers was injured November 21, 2005, when a roadside bomb detonated near his Humvee during combat operations in Iraq. He died of those injuries at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas, December 8, 2005. Akers was 35, from Traverse City, Michigan.
Afghani Abdelghani, aged 25, was killed when U.S. bombs hit a remote Afghan village located near a Taliban military base on the night of October 21, 2001.
On November 16, 2005, Army Private Dylan R. Paytas died after being shot multiple times in Bakuba, Iraq. Another soldier has been charged with his murder. Paytas was 20, from Freedom, Pennsylvania.
A 2-year-old Iraqi boy named Mohammed Hamza died near Kifl, March 27, 2003, from shrapnel wounds.
Irish Guardsman Ian Keith Malone from Dublin was 28 years old when he was killed in action in Basra, Iraq on April 6, 2003.
Army 2nd Lieutenant Benjamin J. Colgan was responding to a grenade attack in Baghdad when he was struck with an improvised explosive device and was killed. The incident happened November 1, 2003. Colgan was 30, from Kent, Washington.
A 22-year-old Iraqi man named Hassan Abdul Almir Nor Matar died March 31, 2003, from burns suffered in an attack.
A U.S. helicopter crash on March 21, 2003, took the life of Jay Albin, a 36-year-old Marine major from Waterville, Maine.
Hazim Juma Gata Al-Sukaini, a 23-year-old Iraqi man, died from gunfire on the streets of Basra August 4, 2003.
Marine Corporal Roberto Abad died of injuries received in action with insurgents on August 6, 2004. He was 22, from Los Angeles, California.
On April 8, 2003, Tariq Ayoub, an Al Jazeera TV channel correspondent, was killed in a U.S. airstrike at the Al Jazeera office in Baghdad. The 35-year-old reporter was standing on the roof of the office building, getting ready for a live broadcast amid intensifying bombardment of the city when the building was hit by two missiles.
Two U.S. Black Hawk helicopters collided in mid-air over Mosul, Iraq, on November 15, 2003, killing Private First Class Richard Hafer. He was 21, from Cross Lanes, West Virginia.
On a highway west of Baghdad on October 24, 2003, a U.S. armored personnel vehicle was fleeing an ambush when it slammed head-on into the family car of Iraqi civilian Mohammed Qadoum al-Jurani. The 59-year-old man and his wife were killed.
Sergeant Robert Allen Short, 3rd Battalion of the Royal Canadian Regiment, was killed when the lead vehicle of his patrol struck an explosive device near Camp Julian, the main Canadian camp in southwest Kabul, Afghanistan, on October 2, 2003. Short was 42, from Fredericton, Canada.
Staff Sergeant Russell J. Verdugo was responding to a report of a roadside bomb exploding in Baghdad when another roadside bomb exploded, killing him on May 23, 2005. He was 34 years old, from Phoenix, Arizona.
A 35-year-old Iraqi man named Basim Rali was killed when a cluster bomb exploded in Basra on March 30, 2003.
A mortar round hit a coalition camp in Taji, Iraq on April 24, 2004. Staff Sergeant Stacy C. Brandon was among those killed. He was 35, from Hazen, Arkansas.
Gunfire in Bakbuba on September 4, 2003, killed a 13-year-old Iraqi boy named Omar Saad Jassim.
Thank you.
28-year-old Staff Sergeant Kyle B. Worley of Galesburg, Illinois, was killed when a roadside bomb detonated near his Humvee during patrol operations in Ashraf, Iraq, on November 3, 2005.
Ali Kobgiit El Meyule caught some shrapnel from an explosion on March 29, 2003. The 18-year-old Iraqi civilian died from the wounds.
Army Specialist Nathaniel A. Caldwell was responding to a civilian emergency call on May 21, 2003. When his vehicle rolled over. The 27-year-old from Omaha, Nebraska, was killed in the accident.
Army Specialist John J. Edmonds was killed October 19, 2001, when the helicopter he was a passenger in crashed in Pakistan. Edmonds was 20 years old, from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Thirty-four-year-old Sergeant Timothy R. Osby from Magnolia, Mississippi, died when a roadway collapsed, causing his vehicle to roll over at a military base in Iraq on February 16, 2005.
A shrapnel wound took the life of Akbal Ali Hassan, an 18-year-old Iraqi woman, on March 31, 2003.
Army Specialist Casey Byers was a 22-year-old National Guardsman from Schleswig, Iowa. He was killed when a roadside bomb exploded underneath his Humvee south of Ramadi, Iraq, on June 11, 2005.
A 28-year-old Iraqi man named Shahzad Hussein Ali Al-Jabri was hit by gunfire and killed in Kirkuk on August 22, 2004.
Just some of the names of the lives lost to violence in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. You're listening to Taken Too Soon, The Cost of War. I'm Paul Ingalls.
Deborah Dawn Klecker, an international police liaison officer serving in Iraq with Texas-based Dynacorp International, died June 27, 2005. A bomb detonated outside Baghdad about 40 yards from the armored Humvee she was traveling in. She was 51 from Bend, Oregon.
A
According to a February 17, 2002 Boston Globe report, U.S. bombing of an Afghan village near Tora Bora in early December 2001 killed 70 villagers, including 12 members of Iqbal Udin's family.
Christopher James Spear, a Special Forces medic, was wounded July 27, 2002 during a four-hour firefight in an Afghan village near the Pakistani border. He was evacuated to a German hospital, where he died of his wounds August 7, 2002. He was 28, from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Gunfire in the streets of Ramadi killed an 18-year-old Iraqi citizen named Hussein Umer Ali Suleiman on July 6, 2004.
Marine Lance Corporal Gregory E. McDonald, a 29-year-old from Washington, D.C., died in Iraq on June 25, 2003. He was killed when his light armored vehicle rolled over.
Gunfire on the streets of Al Amara killed 17-year-old Maher Abdul Wahid Muftan on January 10, 2004.
On November 26, 2005, a roadside bomb exploded during combat operations in Iraq, taking the life of Marine Master Sergeant Brett E. Angus. He was 40 years old, from St. Paul, Minnesota.
On August 19, 2003, at 4:45 p.m. local time, a truck bomb exploded outside the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad. The top United Nations envoy in Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello, a Brazilian national, was killed during the explosion. Trapped inside the rubble of the damaged building, Mr. Vieira de Mello had been able to communicate via his cellular telephone before dying of his injuries. He was 55 and was a 33-year veteran of numerous UN peacekeeping operations.
Army Specialist Ronnie Williams from Erlanger, Kentucky, died on July 17, 2005, from wounds he suffered in a tank accident in Baghdad. He was 26.
On September 7, 2004, Army Specialist Clarence Adams III from Richmond, Virginia, died from injuries he sustained the day before when his Humvee hit a roadside bomb in Iraq. Adams was 28.
Naval Commander Joseph Acevedo, a 46-year-old from the Bronx, New York, died in a non-combat incident in Bahrain on April 13, 2003.
Jared Issa Mohammed, a producer and translator for CNN, and Yasir Khattab, a driver, were shot and killed in an ambush carried out by unknown assailants outside Baghdad, January 27, 2004.
As we continue our list of names of just some of those killed since 2001 in fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq, we note that if we were to attempt a complete listing at this pace, it would take us at least 400 hours, almost 17 days, to finish.
A missile attack on Hai-i-il-Mal in Iraq on April 7, 2003, killed a 57-year-old Iraqi woman named Majda Jadet Rahim.
Twenty-year-old Lance Corporal Adam R. Brooks from Manchester, New Hampshire, died in combat in Babil Province in Iraq on November 28, 2004.
Majid Khalifa Amunawa, a 37-year-old Iraqi man, died from a gunshot wound near the entrance to Fallujah, November 11, 2003.
On March 4, 2005, an improvised explosive device detonated near an Army patrol battalion, killing Sergeant Donald W. Icho from Black Creek, Wisconsin. He was 38 years old.
A neighborhood council chairman in West Baghdad, Mustafa Zaidan Al-Khulifa, 47, was fatally shot from a passing car November 2, 2003.
Sergeant Glenn Allison, a 24-year-old from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, died during physical training in Baghdad on December 18, 2003.
An 8-month-old Iraqi baby boy named Mokshan Bassam Naji died of shrapnel wounds from an explosion in Al Jazeera Syed Ahmed on May 4, 2003.
Gregory Paul Sanders was an Army specialist from Hobart, Indiana. He was killed in action in Iraq on March 24, 2003. Sanders was 19 years old.
In Mosul, on November 10, 2003, an Iraqi man named Ali Mohammed Zibari was killed by gunfire. His age was not known.
Twenty-six-year-old specialist Dana Wilson from Fountain, Colorado, died in a head-on collision between two vehicles near Hilakh, Iraq, on July 11, 2004. He left behind a wife and two small boys.
Shrapnel wounds resulted in the death of Ahmed Ulawe Mohammed Shohad Ulfruj, a 17-year-old Iraqi boy, on March 29, 2003.
A U.S. helicopter crash on March 21, 2003, took the life of Jay Albin, a 36-year-old Marine major from Waterville, Maine.
Marine Lance Corporal Richard C. Clifton died in combat in Al-Anbar province in Iraq on February 3, 2003. Clifton was from Milford, Delaware. He was 19.
Hamza Rakud died May 19, 2004 from gunfire or a bombing in Muqar al-Dib. He was a 6-year-old boy.
A 23-year-old Montana National Guard Sergeant Travis M. Arndt died as a result of a vehicle accident during convoy operations in Kirkuk, Iraq, on September 21, 2005. Arndt lived in Bozeman.
Two Black Hawk helicopters collided in midair over Mosul, Iraq, on November 15, 2003. Taking the life of 24-year-old specialist Ryan T. Baker of Brown Mills, New Jersey.
Shirts in the closet, shoes in the hall, mama's in the kitchen, baby and all. Everything is everything. Everything is everything.
On December 16, 2005, Marine Corporal Adam R. Fales, 21, from Cullman, Alabama, died of a non-hostile gunshot wound in Fallujah.
Coffee cups on the counter, jackets on the chair, papers on the doorstep,
A roadside bomb detonated under the Humvee of specialist Rocky D. Payne on March 16, 2005. The explosion killed the 26-year-old from Howell, Utah.
Pictures on the nightstand, TV's on in the den. Your house is waiting, your house is waiting for you to walk. But you're missing.
Private Howard Johnson II, 21 years old, from Mobile, Alabama.
You're missing.
Army Specialist Joseph C. Norquist hailed from San Antonio, Texas.
You're missing. When I shut out the lights, you're missing. When I close my eyes, you're missing. When I see the sunrise, you're missing. Children are asking if it's all right. Will you be in our arms tonight? Morning is morning, the evening falls. I got too much room in my bed, too many phone calls. How's everything, everything?
Among the dead was a 4-year-old Iraqi child named Jihan Omran.
But you're missing.
A 33-year-old Iraqi woman named Hanan Shamilawi.
You're missing.
Eon Remil, a 53-year-old Iraqi man, died from gunshot wounds he suffered near Mosul on September 4, 2003.
An aircraft attack on March 23, 2003 killed a 14-year-old boy named Uns Humed Nuer.
God's drifting in heaven, devil's in the mailbox. I got dust on my shoes, nothing but teardrops.
Taken Too Soon, the Cost of War Memorial Program, is a production of the nonprofit media organization Good Radio Shows Incorporated, and is part of the Peace Talks radio series, a series exploring peacemaking and nonviolent conflict resolution. Military names were drawn from lists provided by the Department of Defense, others from websites devoted to tracking the names of civilian casualties and other groups. Links to those sites, as well as the names of the music titles used in this program, can be found through the website peacetalksradio.com. This program featured the voices of nearly 40 independent radio producers from around the world who volunteered their time to read parts of the memorial list. The contributors' names are also included at the website peacetalksradio.com. There you can hear other programs in the series, order CD copies of this or other shows, and learn how you can support this radio work, all at peacetalksradio.com. I'm Paul Ingalls. Thanks for caring enough to listen to this program and to contemplate the cost of war.
WILL thanks Jack and Marjorie Richmond for their gift of the Richmond Journalism Teaching Studio, adjacent to Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication.
The forecast for this afternoon for Champaign-Urbana, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs around 80. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cooler, highs in the mid-60s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. You're listening to AM 580 WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Yoga Institute of Champaign-Urbana, offering beginner-level instruction in Iyengar yoga and special classes for men, women, teens, seniors, knees, low back, neck, and shoulders. New classes start after the first week of June. Information at 344-YOGA or on the web at yoga-cu.com.
The following program is made possible by the Disabled American Veterans Charitable Service Trust and distributed by PRI, Public Radio International. I'm Helen Borton.
We were in four separate holes.